Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Think and Grow Rich. In 10 Minutes a Day is a condensed self-help and personal development edition based on Napoleon Hill's classic Think and Grow Rich. As an official publication of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, it repackages Hill's original success philosophy into a shorter, more accessible format for modern readers. The book belongs to the self-improvement and achievement genre, with a particular emphasis on goal setting, disciplined action, and the mental habits Hill associated with wealth creation and personal accomplishment. Rather than presenting a conventional business manual, it argues that achievement begins with clearly defined desire, strengthened by faith, repeated self-direction, and consistent effort. The 10-minute format makes the material suitable for daily review, turning the book into a practical reminder system rather than a one-time read. Its purpose is not to offer technical financial advice, but to summarize Hill's core principles in a way that encourages regular application across work, money, and personal goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book reduces Hill's success philosophy into a daily practice format. This edition is designed around brevity and repetition, which changes how the reader uses the material. Instead of asking readers to absorb a large old text in one sitting, it extracts the central principles and presents them in a form that can be revisited quickly each day. That matters because Hill's method is based less on one-time inspiration than on reinforcement of ideas through repeated attention. The 10-minute structure turns the book into a behavioral tool. It is meant to keep goals visible, refresh commitment, and prevent the reader from drifting back into vague intentions. In practical terms, the format fits Hill's own emphasis on mental conditioning. A short daily reading ritual supports auto-suggestion, focus, and persistence better than occasional, enthusiastic reading. This makes the edition especially useful for readers who want a compact reminder of the original system rather than a full historical treatment of Hill's work. Secondly, desire, faith, and auto-suggestion form the mental engine of the book. Hill treats achievement as something that begins in the mind before it appears in action. Desire is not presented as a casual wish, but as a definite, burning objective that gives direction to behavior. Faith strengthens that desire by turning it into confidence that a goal is possible, even before external evidence exists. Auto-suggestion then connects the two by using repeated statements, focus, and visualization to reinforce belief and align habits with the chosen aim. The book's logic is that people rarely move decisively toward goals they have not mentally rehearsed and emotionally accepted. This is why Hill gives so much attention to inner language and repeated thought. He sees the subconscious as receptive to whatever is impressed on it consistently. In the condensed edition, these ideas remain central because they explain the book's entire method. The emphasis is not on wishing harder, but on training attention so that desire becomes specific, belief becomes stable, and behavior becomes more consistent. Thirdly, specialized knowledge and organized planning turn ideas into practical action. A major theme in the book is that general knowledge alone does not create results. Hill argues that useful achievement depends on specialized knowledge directed toward a specific purpose. This is an important distinction because it shifts the reader away from accumulating information for its own sake and toward developing expertise that can be applied. The book also stresses that knowledge must be organized into a plan. In Hill's framework, insight is only useful when converted into steps, decisions, and execution. This is where organized planning becomes essential. It bridges the gap between aspiration and outcome. The principle suggests that many people fail not because they lack intelligence, but because they never translate their interests into a structured path. The 10-minute edition preserves this message by highlighting practical application over passive learning. It presents success as a process of choosing a direction, gaining relevant knowledge, and moving methodically rather than waiting for perfect conditions or broad competence in every area. Fourthly, persistence and decision are presented as the habits that protect progress. Hill repeatedly treats indecision and inconsistency as major barriers to achievement. The principle of decision means choosing a direction clearly and avoiding endless hesitation. In the book's logic, a goal cannot gather momentum if the reader keeps revising the target or postponing commitment. Persistence is the counterpart to decision. Once a choice is made, the reader must continue through obstacles, rejection, and temporary failure. This is one of the book's most practical ideas because it identifies progress as something that depends on emotional endurance, not merely initial enthusiasm. Hill assumes that most worthwhile goals will meet resistance, so persistence is not optional. It is the mechanism that keeps desire alive long enough for results to appear. In a condensed daily edition, these ideas are especially useful because they can function as a short corrective to distraction and inconsistency. The book does not treat persistence as a vague virtue, but as a disciplined refusal to abandon a selected course too early. Lastly, the mastermind principle shows that achievement is amplified through alliances, One of the book's most distinctive ideas is the mastermind principle, which argues that coordinated effort among like-minded people can generate results greater than isolated effort. Hill presents this as a practical force rather than a metaphor. Shared knowledge, encouragement, accountability, and complementary skills can accelerate progress toward a goal. This helps explain why the book values association as much as individual willpower. It suggests that personal achievement is rarely a solo event, especially when the goal is large or complex. The mastermind idea also fits the book's broader emphasis on environment and mental influence. People are shaped by the ideas, standards, and expectations of the group around them, so choosing the right circle becomes part of the success process. In the shorter edition, this principle remains important because it gives readers a concrete action step to build relationships that support disciplined thinking and practical execution. It is one of the clearest ways the book moves beyond inward motivation and into social strategy. In conclusion, Think and Grow Rich in 10 Minutes a Day will appeal most to readers who want the core philosophy of Napoleon Hill in a compact, repeatable form. It is especially suitable for people who prefer short daily study over long-form self-help reading, or for those who want a practical refresher on Hill's major ideas without revisiting the full original text. The main benefit of the book is not novelty, but accessibility. It distills a historically influential success framework into a format that is easier to apply consistently. Readers can use it to clarify goals, reinforce commitment, and reflect on how desire, planning, persistence, and supportive relationships influence outcomes. Compared with many modern productivity books, its distinguishing feature is its focus on mental discipline as the starting point for achievement, combined with a structured philosophy rather than scattered advice. It stands out in its category because it presents a coherent system that has shaped decades of self-help writing, while the condensed format makes that system more usable for busy readers. If you would like to support Napoleon Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.